For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's Proverbs 23, verse 7. So, in other words, we are what we think. It has been my personal experience that whenever depression and anxiety has manifested itself in my life, it has been due to one thing: dwelling on the negative. In my personal opinion, anxiety and depression might also be considered chronic negative thinking. This should be both upsetting as well as empowering for those who suffer from chronic negative thinking, such as myself. Upsetting because it implies that we have control over it when we feel so dang helpless and out of control. But it's also empowering because it implies that we have control over it when we feel so dang helpless and out of control. So, you are what you think, but you are also what surrounds you. Who you allow into your circle of influence, what energy you allow to affect you, words, actions, opinions, even visuals. What are you watching on television? What about the accounts you are following on social media? Do your peers, coworkers, friends, or family members speak negatively? Ever taken the time to actually listen to the lyrics to your favorite songs? What is taking up most of your attention, and is it motivating you, or is it dragging you down? Some of our triggers may be out of our control. I won't even bother making a list because, honestly, it could literally be anything. But what about the triggers that we do have control over? What about the influences that we never thought could possibly be affecting us negatively? You are what you think, but you are also what you immerse yourself in. So what can we do about it? We can make the necessary changes. Whatever is in our control, we can create a space that can be our sanctuary. In our own home or at our workplace, it could be our car. Whatever space that we can personally control, we can create a sanctuary. Or completely change your lifestyle and circle of friends if you can. However big or small, make the change. Practice thinking positively. Consider keeping a gratitude journal. For every negative thought, say 5 positive things. Positive affirmations in the morning or throughout the day. There are some good YouTube videos. Just type in positive affirmations. You'll come across a ton. Change the conversation. If the people that you are with are having a negative conversation about negative things going on in the world or even gossiping, go ahead and steer the conversation in a positive direction. Do more of what sets your soul on fire. Think less of yourself and find ways to serve others. Or think more of yourself and serve yourself. Choose peace over anger. Choose forgiveness over bitterness. And if you're really up to it, find ways to put a little bit more Jesus in your lives. That's my personal favorite. Pray. Read uplifting, edifying, inspiring material. Also, can I say it? Okay, I'm gonna say it. Stop watching or listening to the news. Just gonna put that out there. It just ain't good for us folks with tendencies towards depression and anxiety. It just isn't. And can I say something else? Just because she's an influencer with 200,000 followers or more on Instagram doesn't mean you have to follow her. Just saying. And no, her life ain't as perfect or hashtag goals as you think. These are just a couple of examples of things that seem totally and completely harmless, but if you try going without those things for a few days, maybe even a month, you might actually find that you feel better. Feel better without them, I mean. So, those are just some of my suggestions on improving what we're dwelling on and improving what we're immersing ourselves in. And it has been my personal experience that these things really do work. I have made changes, huge changes to my lifestyle. I've even moved to a completely different city where I've started over from scratch and just kind of completely erased my past and my circle of influence, and I've just basically created my own life, exactly the way that I need it to be for my emotional and mental health. So, however big or small, start making the changes, start taking control over the things that you do have control over, and make the improvements wherever you see fit. And as always, give it some time because results don't come overnight. But don't worry, because you got this. You got this, sister. We've all got this. We are fighters. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is the Orozco Way.